Hello, everybody. It's Jessie Lovelady, and you're listening to The Home Show here on News Talk 870 KRLA. And want to thank you very much for all your cards and letters and your emails that you're sending to me. Want to make sure definitely that you have the number where you can call me for anything. It's 714-635-3769. Again, that number is 714-635-3769. And also, if you'd like to email me, I guess that's the newest thing for everybody, you can email me at Jessie, J-E-S-S-I-E, lovelady@yahoo.com. And I'm getting really into it, so let me see those emails. Now, today on our show, we have Dr. Francine Lederer, a clinical psychologist at LA Talk Therapy in West Los Angeles, and her website is www.latalktherapy.com. And she can be reached at 310-499-7040. Again, that number is 310-499-7040. Now, doctor, welcome to the broadcast. So nice to see you.
Thank you, Jesse. So nice to be here.
See, if we had the cameras here, we could see how pretty you are and just so delightful you are.
Very kind of you.
Oh, well, now tell me a little bit about yourself and your practice.
All right. Well, I am a life transition specialist, and I work with basically the developmental spectrum of, I see adolescents in my practice. I work with adult individuals. I do a lot of premarital counseling and relationship counseling. And then on the other spectrum, I work with a lot of the aging population. And I also run two groups. One is for expectant women. And the second group is for the sandwich generation, and that is more specifically for adult children that are caring for an aging or ill parent.
Mm-hmm. You never know. And again, you just brought up something that is so true, is that when you start to go through things like that, that we sometimes need to have advice or help, because it's just not a parent going through. We're going through it too as well. Now, it sounds like you work with a range of very diverse people. What kinds of issues do people come to see you for?
Yeah, well, I see many people who experience depression, and then the variation, the different forms of anxiety. And then I see a lot of people that are, like I said earlier, life transitions, that they're in some sort of state of flux or transition. They're struggling or they're overwhelmed by life situations or circumstances, and they're wanting to make some kind of change. They're wanting to make a decision in their life. And so ultimately, those are the kinds of people that I see. And so that can really range anywhere from college or graduate students, people deciding whether or not to go back to school, which is very common nowadays in this economy. I see a lot of women that are preparing to become pregnant, or either contemplating whether or not to become pregnant, and deciding whether or not or when to go back into the workforce. I see people that are getting married, and then I work with a lot of adult children that are finding themselves ultimately sandwiched between their parents and raising children.
Mm.
Yeah, so
very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, again, listeners, if you've just tuned in, we are speaking with Dr. Francine Lederer. She is a clinical psychologist at LA Talk Therapy in West Los Angeles, and her website information is www.latalktherapy.com. And she can be reached at 310-499-7040. Now, I want to ask you, doctor, somebody's listening to this broadcast right now, and they're thinking, boy, you know, I need to call. What is the process? Do we set up an appointment with you? How does this work?
Absolutely. Yeah, just give me a call. Mm-hmm. I'm at 310-499-7040. And that's really what I found, is people that are really interested, they call.
They call.
And ultimately, I do set up a time to talk with you, and I allow for almost an hour of a free telephone consultation, so that we can really speak about what issues are current issues are presenting themselves and really figure out if we're a good match.
Sure.
Because that's also really important in the therapy process.
So the rapport is very important. That you, and I have to agree with you because I have met with doctors before and I just didn't like that doctor. And that's normal for us to feel that. But if it is, if it's, you don't have a good rapport, you better look elsewhere. So I think by you doing this broadcast, I can hear your voice. You're very soothing and very much on top of things. Mm. And so I want to give that to you. So listeners, again, give her a call. Now, you mentioned caregivers and the sandwich generation. And can you tell me more about who that is and how does someone know if they fall into that category?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've been talking about sandwich generation a lot right now. Well, the term originally was coined in the 80s, in the early 80s, and that's when we tended to see a lot of the baby boomer generation on the rise. And so ultimately, there are a lot of people aging in this country. Mm-hmm. And we see about, I think there are about 40 million people that are over the age of 65 in this country. And that number will most likely more than double by the year 2050.
Wow.
Yeah. And so given that, the sandwich generation is really, like what I said earlier, it's someone that's really squeezed in between the role of having to take care of an aging or ill parent, but also finding themselves that they are also raising children. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't necessarily mean that that person is physically responsible for that parent 24/7, because I think that that might be a little bit confusing. I mean, that could be the case. But ultimately, more times than not, we find that there are adult children that are ultimately having to make decisions, having to be there for their parent in some capacity. And so I sometimes link those word, the caregiver word, with sandwich generation, because I tend to see a lot of the caregivers tend to be adult children, although ultimately a caregiver could also mean a lot of other things. It can also mean a spouse. It could also mean a relative or a close friend. But ultimately, when I speak or when I think of caregiver, I think of an adult child.
Very, very interesting. I have to tell you, and for those listeners out there, if you would like to speak to Dr. Letterer, let me give you her direct number, which is area code 310-499-7040. Again, that number is 310-499-7040. And again, if it's an emergency, obviously we would want you to call 911.
Absolutely.
However, you also realize the doctor is in therapy at different times and she can't be interrupted. So if there's her recording on, just leave your name and number and she will return the call as soon as possible. Now, doctor, when do people know that they need extra support or that they should meet with someone like you, a psychologist? At what point do people say, I need or I want therapy?
Well, Jesse, I think that's a great question because it's not always so straightforward, which is why I felt this was a great topic to bring up to share to the listeners today. A lot of people find themselves in a role of caregiver. They don't necessarily know that they are stressed or feel stressed or overwhelmed, or they might not necessarily feel that it's okay to even acknowledge or admit to that. Because remember, if you're in a role of a caregiver, you're most likely going to take on more responsibilities. You're not going to be easily swayed to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but studies do show that people that are in the role of caregiver actually do end up having more symptoms of depression and mental health problems than their non-caregiver counterparts. Mm. And so we're finding that about 40 to 70% of caregivers actually have some clinical signs of depression. And so a lot of caregivers or the people within the sandwich generation, they oftentimes feel perhaps a sense of a loss of identity, a lot of worry and concern, a lot of guilt perhaps a lot of uncertainty, not knowing what they should do, or could they do more? Can they do less? Feeling obligated at times. And so some of the signs that you really want to look for are if you're feeling irritated or unusually overwhelmed, if you're feeling chronically stressed out or just always tired, are you feeling depressed? Are you somehow turning to self-destructive behaviors? Are you using substances or alcohol use or abuse? Are you finding that your relationships somehow are being impaired, whether it's with a spouse, a child, your friends, your relatives? Are people coming up to you and asking? Or are they noticing that there's a change in you? Do you feel more withdrawn or isolated? And ultimately, are you meeting your daily self-care needs? Which I think is, those are some words that aren't necessarily associated with caregiver. Yeah.
Now, again, I would like to tell our listeners, if you've just tuned in, and we're going to take a quick break, that we are with Dr. Francine Lederer. She's a clinical psychologist at LA Talk Therapy in West Los Angeles, and we have her here on air with us. Her direct number is area code 310-499-7040. That's 310-499-7040. Or you can email her at www.latalktherapy.com. And with that, we'll be back in a moment.